It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. On the Lower East Side, between the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges, tensions are rising. There are plans to build three new towers on the waterfront. Three different developers have submitted plans for their buildings, which will be much taller than the neighboring ones, and residents are upset and angry. Joining us now is Allegra Hobbs, a reporter with DNA Info, who's been following the story very closely. Allegra, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the community concerned about here? The sheer number of people that will move in?
There's that and much more. So just to put it in context, this is a neighborhood that is largely low income.
I'm trying to picture it. There's a lot of public housing there,
right?
There's
a lot of public housing. There is low income senior housing. The Two Bridges neighborhood is in the Lower East Side, right on the waterfront between the Manhattan Bridge and the Williamsburg Bridge. Not a lot of transportation. It's right off that East Broadway F stop.
These are towers that are going to be between 62 and 77 stories tall,
That's
right?
That's correct, yes. And they're all happening within a three-block radius. There's a lot of concerns. There's the sheer number of new residents that'll be flooding into the community. You know, roughly 2,600 new units of housing will come with these developments. There is the concern about the impact of the construction process alone. What will that mean for the residents? Over a dozen seniors in one of the neighboring housing complexes may, in fact, need to be temporarily relocated, which could have a huge impact. So there's a lot.
How is the city handling these three developments? I mean, are they allowed to go build as tall as they want?
So they are allowed to build as tall as they want. And that's one of the concerns that, you know, the community feels that no matter how much feedback gathering process there is, no matter how many informational sessions the developer holds, the city is ultimately going to give this the green light anyway, is the concern, because it is allowed under the current zoning.
Now, I understand that at the last community meeting, things got a little heated, right?
They did. Speaking of the input gathering process, developers are hosting four informational sessions with community members in which they are kind of walking them through the environmental review process and allowing community members who are concerned to express those concerns and to ask questions about the process. However, both of those meetings so far have been derailed by protesting. And the most recent one, most notably, you know, roughly 5 to 10 minutes into the meeting, someone stood up with a megaphone. They demanded more time before the environmental review process begins to communicate with the city and with developers. When they didn't receive an immediate answer, there was a mass walkout.
Wow.
And they, you know, many community members just flat refused to participate.
Now, if these three projects do stay on schedule, what are the next steps?
The next steps would be in April. There is to be a scoping hearing with the Department of City Planning. That would provide the opportunity for a public hearing so community members could come before the Department of City Planning and voice their concerns. And then after that, eventually there will be an environmental impact statement, which will, you know, lay out the potential impacts that these developments could have collectively. And that will allow the developer in the city to look for ways to mitigate those impacts. Construction at this point is looking to kick off in about 2 years. The developments would tentatively be completed within about 5 years.
So while that's a few years away, are we already seeing changes in the neighborhood?
We are. In fact, there is already an 80-story tower from Extel called One Manhattan Square, just, you know, down the street from one of the other developments that people are worried about. It's already rising, and people are already seeing the impacts in their community, and they're kind of looking at that as their frame of reference for what these other three developments could bring. You know, this is something that comes up a lot in the input sessions that have been held. You know, people point to this Extel project and they say, hey, there's already this 80-story tower going up in my backyard and there are cracks, you know, in my walls and the construction wakes me up and I have asthma, you know, and the dust is affecting me. And so they're afraid because they already see what the next few years could bring.
Allegra Hobbs is a reporter with DNA Info. She covers the Lower East Side. Allegra, thanks so much.
Thank you.